You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's Anti-Fraud Week this week on the station, so we're looking at ways you can avoid online and telephone scams. Here's a familiar voice to the station, especially if you listen to Tech Talk. I'm joined by Robin Christofferson, MBE of AbilityNet.
We are the UK's national charity for technology and pan-disability. So any area of disability, or even if you've got multiple disabilities or impairments, maybe you've just broken your wrist and you've got a temporary impairment, then technology should be able to help.
Now, it is Anti-Fraud Week, so what are some common online scams to be aware of?
There are so many. And if you just Google common online scams, you will get so many, from people telling you that you've come into some money, to whole websites that are, you know, that might look like a betting site, for example, but it's completely fraudulent, to getting an email from a Nigerian prince. I'm sure we've all kind of heard of that one, if not received it ourselves, or something equivalent. The theme behind it is to create a sense of urgency, perhaps fear, perhaps curiosity, perhaps even greed. You know, it's saying that you'll come into some money if you just provide your bank details to somehow free up the funds with a little bit of your own funding up front. So there's so many different approaches. It is really very alarming. I'm sure we've all had them. Common ones recently are around banks, a text from your bank saying that you need to update your details or confirm your online details. The reason why most of the time you can tell that it's fraudulent is because you don't bank with Lloyds or Barclays, because these things are completely random. But what about if you do? Then it might seem completely legitimate. So you've always got to be on your toes. I think one golden rule is, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
So what information, you mentioned bank details and things, what information should you never give out?
It is a really, really tricky one. And it's more about knowing or being confident that the entity that you're dealing with is bona fide, rather than saying you must never, ever give out X, Y, or Z. But never give out any of those things: email address, password, telephone number, certainly not bank details, before you're absolutely confident. And one way that you can do that is by saying, I'll call you back, give me your number if it's a phone call, or never ever click on a link in a text message or an email unless you're completely confident, because, you know, it's a regular text from your bank that tells you that your, you know, monthly statement is available and you've had the same exact same text many times before. But a good rule of thumb is just never click on those links that they give you. Always go to the website yourself, log in that way, and update your details or whatever it is they're asking you to do that way. So that's a really good rule of thumb. There are lots of websites out there that will give you top tips about how to avoid those. We've mentioned a few, but the ways that they approach you are so varied that it would be difficult to cover them all now.
So never give out things like PIN numbers or passwords, but say you think you've been a victim of fraud. You mentioned websites. What website should you go to if you think you have been a victim?
There's a really good website. And by the way, and this is how awful and all pervasive the problem is, when I was doing a bit of research, I was Googling what to do if I've been scammed. And some of the websites that I went to that stepped you through what to do did not look trustworthy at all. So this is a huge problem. And it's no wonder that people who aren't, well, everybody, but particularly people that aren't, you know, really confident when it comes to this sort of thing, are just so afraid by it, because we've all been subjected to it. So, you know, it is hugely problematic. So I can definitely feel people's anxiety and pain if it has happened to you. But a really good website here is How to Get Your Money Back If You've Been Scammed, is the headline of the article. And it's on which.co.uk, you know, W-H-I-C-H. We all know that organization. So if you just search for How to Get Your Money Back After a Scam and put which in the search criteria as well, or just go to which.co.uk and search for How to Get Your Money Back If You've Been Scammed there. That's a really good article. It steps through all the different payment methods. So if you pay by credit card, if you pay by bank transfer, if you pay by PayPal, etc., it will talk you through or step you through what you should do in each case. Obviously, the first thing you should do if a credit card is involved is to cancel those cards.
One thing that occurs, especially with emails, do you think someone who's using a screen reader would be more aware of the scam because they're concentrating purely on the text and not on the imagery?
It's a really good question. I think it cuts both ways. If all we're getting is the text, we might be unaware of the style of the email being off, not being exactly the right colours, or the logo's a bit, you know, funny or whatever. And that can happen. Some of the scam fraudulent emails are really ropey when it comes to how they, you know, how they look. Others are super slick. So, you know, that might not be something that would necessarily ring alarm bells for us. But at the same time, if you know that your bank always labels, always puts good alt tags on their logo and any other images in the email, and then suddenly they're not doing that, that might ring alarm bells as well. So it probably is a bit of both. Certainly look out for things like spelling mistakes and that sort of thing, because as I say, some of them are really very shoddy and not up to the standards that you'd expect from a particular corporate entity. And I think as screen reader users, we can actually spot those a lot more easily than just reading by eye. Because so many times, you know, I've proofed documents that colleagues have written and they said, oh, I read that six times and I never spotted that particular thing. But if you've got speech output, then it jumps out at you. So, you know, that might help as well. But the main rule is, even if you don't spot anything, even if you're 99% sure, don't click on that link.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about AbilityNet, where can they go?
So you can free phone us on 0800 048 7642. That's during working hours. And there'll always be somebody to talk things through there. Or you can go to abilitynet.org.uk.
That number again is 0800 048 7642. The web address is abilitynet.org.uk. And Robin, thanks so much for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, guys.